The art of Karen Power involves getting her ears and her microphone around the globe, collecting sounds of Arctic snow and ice, birds and monkeys of the Amazon jungle, or the geckos of the Australian desert. But the new regime meant a bit of a rethink for composers like her. Travel restrictions meant that Power had time to dive deep into the sounds she'd already gathered in nearly a decade of voyages. From her golden hoard, Power selected 18 recordings and invited musicians from around the world to work with the sounds. And the results can be heard on her latest album, Human Nature. Culture Files' Rachel Andrews spoke to Power and one of her musical collaborators, Laurie Lixenberg, about nature's music, new ways of composing, and the possibilities for making art in a changed world.
I guess it came out of both a personal need and a sort of strand of a body of work. Once lockdown happened, obviously we all went through a lot of different emotions, and I, like many creatives, felt that I couldn't do anything. And so I thought, okay, let's go extreme. Let's go the other end of the creative spectrum. And I began to think about these sort of micro moments that we all share. And we can all share privately. My name is Karen Power. For a long time, I'd been thinking about this sort of body of field recordings that I have and I only ever get to use for very specific reasons. So this CD allowed me to just listen to those field recordings and choose 18 micro moments that I felt at the time of recording. I remember, you know, while you make these recordings, different things go through your ears and your head. And I remember being in these places and remarking to myself about the natural musicality that exists within the place. And I felt, okay, we've got this within nature, and then obviously we've got an abundance of this within a musician. So what happens when we put the two together and invite the two into a sort of dialogue space? Each of the 18 performers are people that I have either worked with or had conversations with that I felt kind of understand the fragile nature of these environments. So there's a huge element of trust that happens in these kinds of compositions. When I chose these tracks, each of them has this kind of unforeseeable element, which of course happens when you field record. And they also have this natural composed framework that I then enhance when I approached each of the performers. So they each have an aural part and they have the aural score, which is the field recording. And they're basically free to negotiate the unique way they hear that place and the unique way they hear the relationship between the aural score and the aural part.
My name is Laurie Lixenberg. I was very happy to get this track because, you know, that the monkey is traditionally like, it's the trickster character. I'm very interested in comedy. It's something that's featured a lot in my past. And so it felt that this really suited my personality. And I've been going through this process of transcribing birdsong. I'm making a kind of manual of singing, which is lighthearted in a way, but so I transcribe birdsong and make them into vocal exercises. I listened over and over again, and I practiced, and I did different versions. I recorded different versions, and I sort of refined the performance until I came up with one that, it took me quite a long time, actually. I really wanted it to represent what I was hearing and my response to it. Make my own work. I don't call it composition. I call it making things with sound. As a performer, I specialise in the now, and I'm very interested in composers that are pushing boundaries and experimenting and really trying to explore different aspects of musicality and creation. What I really loved was the way of transmitting a score, because even now, it feels like the written score on five staves reigns supreme. And I kind of think, come on, guys, it's the 21st century. It's like we're still on papyrus with quills or something. I was really intrigued by that as well.
I've gone through many, many different stages during lockdown. One was just sheer exhaustion. It's been a crazy 2 years. Luckily, there's still work. I'm very lucky because I work a lot outside of Ireland. And definitely, I think other countries are opening up maybe quicker than we are. But one thing we did manage to do was sort of started performing in a quartet, which two of the people are in the States and two are in Ireland. So we've been looking at a lot of platforms to improve this quartet's network performances. And that's really interesting because that's moving very quickly now. You can actually hear each other properly and you can actually create together. So that was a real eye-opener.
Karen Power there, and you heard also from Laurie Lixenberg. Human Nature is now available at composerkarenpower.bandcamp.com.